Hello, welcome to another episode of Dan's Got Change with Brightrock in partnership with The Dan Nichols Show, season 16 we are in. And if you've watched the show over those 16 seasons, which I expect you to have done, then this guest will be no stranger. Grant Lottering has got a quite extraordinary story, even by the standards of the guests we've had on the show. The man who in 2013 crashed his bike at high speed on a downhill race was declared dead at the scene, airlifted to hospital and told he'd probably never walk again, and now spends his time cycling around the world, raising money in endurance events, and all that while also seeing off cancer. He's an extraordinary person. He's somebody I admire immensely, and I'm very happy to have him with us. Hello, Grant Lottering.
Hello, Dan. Thank you. It's wonderful.
It's lovely to catch up, and to do so with somebody whose life has changed more than most. And is it still something that on a daily basis you take a moment or two to go, geez, you know what? My life's in a very different space now to where it once was.
Oh, very much. Yeah. It's a life reinvented completely, partially because of what happened, but also because I was just prepared to take on this new journey. My life was clearly on a different trajectory after my accident. I knew that very quickly. And I just view it as something that's happened for me, not to me. And I'm doing the best with it that I can.
In terms of the person you are today, we can talk very simply about the litany of challenges you've overcome, the injuries after that bike crash that did change your life. But what about Grant Lottering, the person, rather than just this cyclist who we see doing all these crazy challenges? How do you think you personally are most different after everything you've been through?
Well, sure. I'm sure if you ask a lot of people, you get different opinions. But for me personally, I would like to think that I'm much more outward focused than what I used to be. Life was always about me. And I remember when I was in ICU in Italy, I lay in bed and I thought, if you died, how relevant was your life? What would your legacy be? And it was a pretty short one line I could come up with. So I was determined to do something with my life to be relevant. And I'm much more outward focused. I've always been driven and determined. It's part of who I am. So that hasn't changed. It's just now I can take this talent that I have to ride a bike that I was born with and use it to make a difference and share what's happened to me and what I'm doing with it. So in that sense, I'm much more outward focused, I would say.
And you're also very focused on helping other people. And everything you've done pretty much since that crash has been for the greater good. You've helped more charities than I can imagine. You've gone out there, you've inspired people. You do so much for the Laureate Sport for Good Foundation, amongst others. Is that the key driver in the life of Grant Lottering today?
I would say it is, Dan, absolutely. Because, you know, to do what I'm doing, riding my bike for 60, 70 hours nonstop, that type of thing, and in spite of all these surgeries that I've had 12 already and a whole bunch of other stuff that I've had to deal with this new life that I have, if I can put it that way. If I didn't have a purpose behind why I'm doing this, it would have been very, very difficult for me. And also because of my purpose, I've had wonderful sponsors, wonderful support. Even with Laureus in particular, who's helped me from day one, backed me in terms of what I'm doing, who I'm raising money for. So the purpose has really made it so much more, not easier, but more, how can I say, bearable in terms of the life that I'm living at the moment, which is a pretty, pretty, pretty tough one, if I can put it that way. Spending most of it on my bike, knowing that it's a pretty short-term thing that I've got going here, you know, I mean, with my health and with my age and everything, it's not something I can do forever. So it's part of a bigger plan, part of a bigger purpose going forward.
And it's a purpose and plan that have been sketched out in a book that I cannot wait to read, because finally the story of Grant Lottering has been put pen to paper.
That's correct. Yes. And it's taken a while, but you know, I believe there's a right time for everything. We started on this book in 2020 already through my sponsor in the USA. They connected me with an author in the UK, David Gardner. He's quite a well-known author. And we started working on it. We finalized the book last year already, in fact. But then we figured I'm doing a tour earlier this year. And we figured because I'm doing a tour in the US, let me get that behind me. Let's get that chapter into the book. Let's just edit the forward a little bit again, which yours truly was involved in. And Yeah, so we're actually ready to launch the book next year in South Africa in April, through Tafelberg Publishers, who will publish the book. So I'm very, very excited about that. Very excited.
As are those of us who get to read it, and I'm counting down until I do. And there will be plenty of stories. There'll be the story of the crash. There'll be the story of coming back, the story of the people who've helped you along. There will also, I'm sure, be high moments that you will have picked out from the aftermath of a crash nobody thought you would walk away from. Can you pick a moment from everything you've done since that fateful day that sits above all others as the one that puts a biggest smile on your face when you recount it?
Oh my goodness. Well, that's a good question because there's been so many. Obviously I would think, yeah, this tour, that type of thing. But I would say one of my biggest moments for me definitely was, and it was quite early on in this new journey that I'm on. And that was when, for the first 2 years, 2014, 15, those two tours, I raised money for the Laureus Yes Project, the Yes program. And I was invited to the graduation ceremony at Mercedes-Benz in Pretoria. That was in 2015. And I got to meet the graduates and I got to share my story with them. And that to me was definitely a highlight, definitely, because there I could see, this is what I'm doing. And the money that I'm raising goes directly to funding this project and enabling these youngsters standing in front of me to be part of our economy one day, to be part of the solution one day. And that was incredibly rewarding. So that would definitely be one of the highlights for me, for sure. And then on the bike, oh, absolutely, I would say it would have been that first ride that I did in 2014 when I went back, finished the race I crashed in.
Completing full circle, a tremendous story. A story that is by no means done because you are an unstoppable force of nature in your current guise. What's on the horizon? What's still to come for Grant Lottery?
Yeah, so then I just started branching out into the USA this year. I had a successful tour there through Southern California in June, which took me 51 hours. It was difficult in the sense that it's a new market. No one knows Grant over there. No one knows the Impossible Tour. So we had to establish that. So that's now in place, and I've been back there since to speak at conferences. So we're going to continue building on that. But I've got a tour planned for next year. Around about August, September in the USA. I'm definitely going back to Italy to do the race again, the one I crashed in. Next year is 10 years since my accident. I cannot believe it's a decade already. And I'm doing a tour in April here in South Africa, down in the Cape, which is going to be very exciting. I'm really, really, really stoked to be doing that. But I'm not going to say too much about it right now, but that's being planned right now. So I've got a few tours coming up next year. Yes.
What you've also got coming up is the continuation of your ability in your own very quiet and restrained way of inspiring people everywhere you go with this story of yours. And I've heard it more than most, and it still lights me up. I hear it. So Grant, good luck. I'm looking forward to reading that book, to watching more tours play out next year, and see what other crazy adventures you get up to in this wonderful second lease of life that you've been granted.
Appreciate it. Appreciate your support.
So there we go. The man who was declared dead on the scene of a high-speed crash a year later completed the race he crashed in and now rides around the world raising money for great causes and just doing the extraordinary. He is Mr. I'm Possible, Grant Lottering.